The man that woke up this morning on the verge of an historic 92nd win in Formula One. Records are there to be broken, said Michael Schumacher. The record is broken and won here as Toro Rosso, and they are going to win in 2020 as AlphaTauri. Pierre Gasly wins the Italian Grand Prix.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my listeners across the globe to Art of the Overtake, the only podcast you need for your coverage of the fastest sport on earth, Formula One. I'm your host, Julius Dunn, and we'll be in the driver's seat for your listening experience today, so kick back and enjoy the ride. We will begin coverage of the 2023 Formula One season with a brief recap of the previous season for our viewers who are relatively new to the sport and need some slight context. Following nearly a decade of Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton dominance in the late 2010s, Max Verstappen and Red Bull Racing were able to clinch their second back-to-back World Drivers' Championship in 2022.
And it's going Dutch in 2021! Max Verstappen, for the first time ever, is champion of the world!
Max Verstappen! You are the world champion! The world champion!
Their first championship win since the departure of four-time champion Sebastian Vettel, who would also go on to retire from Formula One at the end of the 2022 season, as one of the greatest drivers in the history of the sport.
And Magnussen has made up places at the start, but here comes Sebastian Vettel! He's neck and neck with Lewis Hamilton!
Ferrari's Charles Leclerc would go on to finish second in the standings that season, and Mercedes would go on to win the Constructors' Championship, despite Hamilton failing to secure a pole position or Grand Prix victory all season.
Who's going to be last on the brakes? Leclerc has that inside line. Perez goes off the track, cuts the chicane, off goes Leclerc, through goes Hamilton!
Following the 2022 season, we saw some interesting driver changes, with two-time Spanish World Driver Championship winner Fernando Alonso moving to Aston Martin and French driver Pierre Gasly filling his vacant position at Alpine from AlphaTauri. Formula One also experienced several regulatory changes to budgeting, mirror sizing, and weight regulations that led to technological developments. Now that we've briefly covered some of the more recent past events, please welcome our special pilot episode co-host Nick Hill, who will be joining us today as our strategy expert. Nick has over 20 years' experience working as a strategist for both McLaren and Williams, and is one of the best in the business. Hi Nick, pleasure to have you on the show. Ready to dive into this action-packed season?
Hello Julius, thank you for having me. You know, I can't resist talking about my favorite sport on Earth, so let's begin.
Fantastic. Let's start with your general thoughts on the current standing. Anything grab your attention in the last few races?
Well, of course, we're seeing a continued Red Bull domination this season. The new combination of Max Verstappen and the RB19, which has been just absolutely flying all season. I mean, I doubt there'll be much competition against Red Bull for the Constructors, or even against Max for the WDC. However, I do think the season gets pretty interesting when we look a little bit lower in the standings, where we've already seen some movement.
I couldn't agree with you more, honestly. I mean, the midfield this year has been as competitive as it gets. What do you think about Ferrari and Aston Martin this season?
Oh, we've obviously all seen the issues plaguing Ferrari this season.
Oh no, and there we have a blowout coming down the straight, and that is Charles Leclerc, whose teammate is out of the race, and Leclerc has an engine failure that is showering plumes of smoke onto the track, and Ferrari have a double DNF.
That is a big disappointment, and that will be the weight of Ferrari on top of Matteo Binotto's shoulders
tonight. They've got major engine issues, Ferrari, this season. That is not the first time we're looking at a Ferrari engine retiring one of their Ferrari-powered cars.
They've had massive inconsistencies and underperforming drastically for such a storied franchise with so much history in the game. Aston Martin, though, on the other hand, has had quite the overperforming season already.
Please welcome back to the Formula One podium for the 99th time, Fernando Alonso, who weaves across the line and celebrates a dream debut with Aston Martin. Alonso heading back to the rostrum, heading back to the podium, having provided us with some phenomenal overtakes along the way.
They've managed to alter their trajectory this year and fight for podiums. I mean, Alonso's clinched third three races in a row. Huge, huge turnaround.
Agreed. At 41, Alonso has shown no signs of slowing down with age. It looks like he's still fresh with tons of pace. Amazing the longevity he's managed driving in Formula One for over 20 years. What are your thoughts on the last Grand Prix in Australia?
Well, what a pleasure that was to watch. I mean, tons of action all across the board. He's got some major restarts. We saw the crashes. You know, another dominant win by Max Verstappen for Red Bull. We also saw Sergio Perez overtake from the back of the pack all the way up to fifth place for Red Bull as well. An early DNF from Charles Leclerc of Ferrari at turn three of lap one. Continued car reliability issues for the team. This was then followed by crashes from Albon for Williams, as well as from George Russell for Mercedes, resulting in two more DNFs. Then, at the end of the race, we had chaos with Magnussen crash, leading to the two Alpine drivers crashing into each other, as well as, you know, Carlos Sainz, right, for Ferrari, spinning out Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso. And this, you know, led to the race restart procedure with positions being given back to the drivers following the crash. Like, what more could you ask for from a Grand Prix? Action, crashes, intense competition. It had everything. It had it all.
Absolutely. I think it was easily the best race of the season so far. Before we wrap, do you have any bold predictions or things you're looking for in the next race in Azerbaijan?
Well, I'm certainly interested to see if teams like Ferrari and Mercedes especially will utilize their brake to make their cars more competitive with the Red Bull that we're seeing, you know, Aston Martin as well. I'd love to see another top 10 finish from McLaren this weekend, definitely, but without the DNFs in the last race, I don't know if it's replicable for them this season. Also, got to keep an eye out for George Russell. I mean, before suffering from his car failures last race, he was leading, you know, he was driving with great pace, so definitely keep an eye on him.
Well, Nick, can't thank you enough for coming out to the show. Looking forward to having you again.
Yeah, thanks, Julius. It's always a pleasure working with you.
And with that, we conclude our pilot episode of Art of the Overtake, the best Formula One racing podcast on air. We hope you had a great listening experience and learned some valuable insights about this year's competition. Tune in to next week, where we'll be covering the latest Grand Prix, as well as meeting with legendary aerodynamicist and engineer Adrian Newey to talk about the new rocket ship that is the RB19. I'm your host, Julius Dunn, signing off.